Hey folks, thank you for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. In addition to the new Cafe Insider podcast, we're sharing bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. Can we talk about you for a second?
I don't like talking about me.
Well, this is an interesting thing. There's very little about you out there on the interwebs or the internets. We were trying to find a picture of you for the art, and we learned that you didn't even have a picture in your high school yearbook. Why so camera shy, George?
I'm not one for. I don't seek attention. I really don't. That's not who I am.
Do you find it odd that you have all these liberal fans now?
Yes and no. I guess it's just a sign of the times. I mean, I kind of joke that in a weird way, Donald Trump is bringing a lot of people together.
like us,
yes.
I
think there's something, actually, I think there's some meaning to that. With all the divisiveness that we have today in 2019, and that's not just since the rise of Trump. It's been brewing for many years, I think, and it's possibly that it really enabled Trump. Trump is the metastasis of a lot of different bad things in our political realm. What should unite us, what should bring us together, the values that we all agree on, we should understand and always remember that they're much more significant. Those things that we agree on are actually much more significant than things we disagree on. It is my hope that when this malignant narcissist is gone and when everybody then, you know, including the people who are silent and sitting on their hands now, disavow him, we can go on and try to at least reconcile in that way and remember that the values that bind us together are much more significant than the things that drive us apart. And when we conduct our public discourse and have our disagreements about things that are important, yes, I mean, there are many important issues, we remember the things so much, the things that bring us together, that set us apart from the rest of the world, are that much more important than the things we disagree on. And I think if we could keep that in mind, we won't have any more Donald Trumps and we'd actually get more done as a society and as a polity.
So while you don't do TV, you don't do a lot of interviews.
Correct.
You are on Twitter. What's your philosophy of Twitter?
I don't have a philosophy of Twitter.
It's hard to have one, isn't it?
It isn't. It's sort of an interesting medium. I mean, there are different categories of tweets. There are the sort of that you can have profound tweets and you can have
some good
cheeky
threads.
You can have some cheeky tweets.
Right.
You can have some threads. You can have, there's just a different, there are all sorts of different ways.
You had a good one recently, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Not the most erudite. I've used that one more than once because it's fit more than once. You know, you have to leaven it with a little humor, I think. You can't be all doom and gloom.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah, you have a little fun on it too.
You got to
have a little fun.
And then
fun
every once in a while you write, you know, 11,000 words.
And a few dogs, you know, dogs and puppies. And I even do cats.
I don't do animals. No. You've said you enjoy being a contrarian. And obviously some of your
I don't know that I
you
enjoy
are,
it. I am. I mean, I have been in the past.
That's your personality.
That's my tendencies, I guess. But I'm not. This is not why I take the views that I do about Donald Trump. It's not to be a contrarian for the sake of being a contrarian. I mean, I will say this about my contrarian tendencies. I'm always willing to entertain the possibility that what I previously thought was wrong. And I'm always willing to listen to reason argument and entertain the possibility that a reasoned argument that I had not previously heard or not previously thought about seriously is correct. So I guess that's where my contrariness might come into play here.
Let me ask you a particular question that Peter Thiel, the investor, asks, and it's this. What important truth do very few people agree with you on?
What important truth very few people agree? I you've stumped me there.
You're going to pass on that one.
I'm not passing. I'm blanking. Maybe sometime we'll have drinks and maybe I'll have an answer then, but I don't know.
Should we not tell the podcast audience that we've been drinking throughout this entire episode?
Water, yes. I have my coffee, coffee from Gregory's.
Can you, my last question?
Yes, sir.
Personal question. Without transgressing the boundary that you have set, has any of this been hard for you personally?
It's been hard in the sense that it's been aggravating to watch both on a national and a local level, let's put it that way. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand the fealty to this man.
But what about for you?
There is no. Okay, we talked about, yeah, he can be funny sometimes and he can be charming. But other than that, there is no redeeming aspect to this man's character. None. And I just don't get it. And it's been frustrating to watch basically everybody, you know, an entire political party be co-opted and become a personality cult. It's just been frustrating to watch on many different levels.
Right.
And you can extrapolate that.
You're speaking out. Has that caused you any personal or professional consequence?
Not really.
Okay.
Oddly enough, even when I run into conservatives and Republicans, they don't really say it's awful or what you're doing because they know, fundamentally, they know I'm right.
Thanks again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Monday with me and Ann Milgram, and stay tuned every Thursday.